Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Christian Renaud is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Christian is a new friend. He's the CEO of Palisade Systems. They're in the business of helping people like you and me make sure that we take care of, protect, defend our information, our digital information. The digital information we have in our possession, which comes in two forms. The stuff that we own and the stuff that other people have let us have for a period of time so that we can serve them. And I want to get Christian's thoughts on how you and I can do a better job of defending, protecting, and preserving and storing and using both of those things. Christian Renaud, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
How did I do on my little opening there?
You did great.
Talking about the two things. The small business owners lock up their... We padlock, double lock, triple lock, put a security system, a Rottweiler, video systems, the whole thing on protect our inventory, our computers, our furniture, our golf trophies, et cetera, et cetera. And we forget that increasingly the most valuable assets that we have are on the hard drive inside of our computers connected to the World Wide Web, don't we?
Absolutely.
So how do we fix that? How do we get the attention of folks to let them realize that what I just said?
Well, I think most people are familiar with the concept of a firewall, and I think everybody's seen enough movies.
Well,
let's
presume that there's one guy just there was one guy out there in Sheboygan who just woke up from a 20-year coma. Tell him what a firewall is.
Well, firewalls, as I said, in TV shows and movies are the things that you will see these hackers trying to get through to get in to, you know, it's hard and crunchy on the outside, soft and chewy on the inside.
Yeah.
How am I going to get through your security system to get access to all your information?
It's the thing in your, it's the thing that you put up, the digital wall that you put up between you and the world that allows your stuff to come and, the good stuff to come and go and the bad stuff to stop.
Well, on the outside. The bad guys from getting in.
Yeah.
And, those work most of the time,
and there are two kinds of firewalls.
The reason I bring that up is that's sort of the comparison that we usually make. But data loss prevention is.
Hold on a second, because there are two kinds of firewalls. There's the mechanical and the digital, right? The mechanical and the software.
Correct.
And you really need belt and suspenders, don't you? You need both of them.
You do, because you know if you think about maybe just an old doctor's office or something like that. Was I going to back up a U-Haul and take all your file cabinets worth of patient records?
Right. Right, exactly.
So there probably was a disincentive to do that for no other reason than throwing my back out.
All right, so go ahead.
But now that electronic medical records are around, it's a lot easier to do that. And that's either punching a hole through your firewall from the outside, which is what hackers try to do, your digital firewall, or actually more often than not, it's insiders accidentally doing it. Mm-hmm. And if you look at any of the studies about where data loss happens, it's inevitably not somebody with a hard-to-pronounce last name hacking into your firewall from somewhere outside. It's somebody inside who wasn't properly trained or accidentally typed in the wrong email address and hit send. And all of a sudden, you got a big can of worms.
And you know, Christian, if we leave our businesses, you know, 260 to 365 days a year, nice a year, we expect that business to be completely intact, nobody to bother it when we get back the next morning. And for most people, that's exactly what has happened. And if we do get assaulted, we do get attacked from the outside physically, you know, it might happen once in our career, or maybe, you know, a handful of times in our career. I've seen these things, Christian, you have too, where there's these little ping devices that you or softwares that people have put on my computer to show me. Your computer is being pinged by bad guys like multiple times a minute.
It is. It is.
It's frightening to think.
Every time there was a new version of Windows.
Yeah.
About how long it took for somebody to try to compromise your machine. And at one point, I remember it being 7 minutes before somebody was trying to hack into your machine once it was connected to the public internet.
Imagine going to lunch. Imagine going to lunch, and as you walked out of your building, there were 25 people trying to chop into your building. That's kind of the way it is.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah, you come back, and all of a sudden you see people trying to jimmy the lock on the door and the window and everything like that.
You can forget to turn your security system on a lot of nights, and everything will be okay. But you can't forget. You can't be complacent about your electronic security system.
Well, the government's making sure that you're not going to be complacent about it. They're regulating pretty much every business out there now. I mean, HIPAA for healthcare and Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act for banking and FERPA for schools.
Right, and this is primarily protecting
this information,
protecting other people's information that they've given to you.
Absolutely, and really that's what it's about. That point is reputational capital, right? Because you may have built a very successful, let's say, dental practice for the last 20 years, and you're doing really well. What if you have to send an email out to your thousands of patients and say, mm-hmm. "Hey, I'm really sorry, but we accidentally fat fingered Microsoft Outlook,"
right?
And now all your patient data is, sitting somewhere on a publicly available server in some country we can't get it removed from.
Well, and see, increasingly, small businesses are going to have – folks, you're going to have this information. You have a restaurant. Look at restaurants. Restaurants mm-hmm. take lots of credit cards. That's information that we need to protect. Companies give us information. I have companies I do business with on a regular basis personally. They keep one of my credit cards on file there. I expect them to protect that.
Yeah, they're legally obligated to do so under PCI DSS.
A lot of people don't realize there's that legal obligation, do they?
And there's not only reputational damage, the fines that come along with these things are egregious. I mean, just recently, just in 2010, as part of the Recovery Act, there's something called HITECH, which is sort of a cousin to HIPAA, which was the regulation on protecting. It's that form you have to fill out at the doctor's office saying, don't share my data unless I tell you to share my data. Well, HITECH, what that did, amongst everything else as far as clarifying what HIPAA was, said, now, if there is a breach, you disclose it promptly, immediately, to everybody who had that breach.
Right.
If you don't do it promptly enough or you don't do it extensively enough, the attorney generals get to recreationally litigate you.
And never mind the fact you're going to lose a bunch of business. Now, Christian, Your company helps small businesses with this issue, don't they?
We do. We have products that actually watch all the outbound communication leading an organization.
Hold on.
Information.
What's the website?
ComplianceSafe.com.
ComplianceSafe.com. ComplianceSafe.com. Check it out. We're going to talk some more about this with our new friend Christian Renaud after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.